This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Welcome to Mad Wednesdays for another week.
That's right. It's Robbie and Dean helping you handle your hump day in style. I love our intro. It gets me so in the mood. Just Jimmy Barnes screaming for like hours and hours. Maybe we should just have that for the next 2.5 hours.
Is there a clip somewhere of him literally doing that for
screaming
about 10 hours?
Screaming for 10.5 hours.
One of those wonderful YouTube compilations.
One of those I did have a night once where I just had it on the background in my house. And
no.
That's possibly how we ended up with part of that as our theme song. Why would you do it? Because you can. There's one that went out this week, which is that Netflix put out, which is the Queer Eye Guys dancing for 5 hours. And it's just someone sat down and went through all of this editing that they do of them dancing in lots of different ways, whether solo or as a group. And it made me realise, God, they must have been filming that for like 2 or 3 days.
I often think that when I'm watching Queer Eye, I go, gosh, there's a lot of footage of them just sort of dancing.
Jumping around and
room.
Dancing. So someone actually made 5 hours of them just dancing. And Netflix put it up, and it's actually quite funny. And I just think it's nice to have in the background of your home, quite frankly. It's just homosexuals dancing.
Pick up for a party, just on the backdrop.
Yeah, why not? Just have it there.
Look, get everybody in the vibe.
Get a bit of Spice Girls on, you're laughing. How has your week been, Robbie?
So good. I'm so excited to be here. I'm very, very excited because it's comedy festival time, and I love comedy festival
time. Have you been diving into the comedy? What have you been seeing?
I haven't seen anything yet. I've got 2 shows tonight,
so
I'm
you
very
love
much
it,
in the mood.
But you've been seeing nothing.
Well, it's just started.
So what are you seeing tonight?
Tonight I'm seeing the fabulous Kirsty Wiebeck.
Oh, wonderful. Kirsty Wiebeck, yeah.
Thank you.
Get her name right. Really important. Yes, great lesbian comedian. Great comedian, also happens to be a lesbian.
Yes, yeah, no, sensational stuff. I've been seeing her out and about for a while now and hearing good things about this year's show on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, she's very funny. 2 years ago I went to her show 4 or 5 times. She's blocked me on social media now, though, and I'm not sure why, so I've just got to roll with it.
That's all
I can't even
tonight.
Say, ask her, why have you blocked Dean on social media? Why not?
I'll do it mid-show.
Yep.
I'm also seeing Tom Ballard, so a very queer-themed evening.
Oh, fantastic. That's a very queer-themed evening. And do you know what I love? There's so many queer comedians in the Comedy Festival, like every single year. But this year, there's such a diverse array of queer comedians, from gender-diverse comedians, bisexual comedians, gay, lesbian. It's really fantastic. And seeing this queerness is great. But also seeing the fact that it's not the focus of their show,
yeah,
which makes it even a little bit more exciting.
It says a lot about where we're sort of heading as a, you know, as a discussion. Like, it's nice to be able to just have these characters.
Well, also, I think, who wants to be a queer? Like, how many times can you do stand-up about your sexuality? Like, honestly, isn't that just the stuff you say in your life each and every time? And you don't want to create your platform for it. But speaking of which, we are Australia's LGBTI radio station, and we have a host of queer comedians coming and joining us on the show here today.
We do. We've got heaps of queers joining us today. And yes, as you said, lots of queer representation. We've got Joel Kim Booster from America, from the United States.
Yes, from the US of A.
Jolly Diamond will also be joining us a little bit later.
We're going to be doing a special game show in the studio with some joy celebrities and community members, and do our own little version of Blankety Blanks, which is very exciting.
and Catherine Bohard, who is another international comic.
And we've also got Simon Amstel. I'm going to be giving him a call all the way from the UK because he doesn't arrive till next week. So I'm going to be doing a bit of a diet. I mean, it'll probably be 6:30 in the morning for him. So let's see if he picks up the phone, quite frankly.
No, yes. It's going to be laughs aplenty after five today. We've got plenty to look forward to.
We're 1 week down in the Comedy Festival and there's more to go for a lot of comedians like the ones that we've had on our show. This week is their second and sometimes final week of the show. I went and saw Jacqueline Mifsud from Joy, who was absolutely hilarious and fantastic in Perfect. I'm going to this week go and see Hunter Smith, who we had on the show last week. And I also went and saw the Grannies in Country Lady, which was a whole lot of fun.
I dragged you up on stage, didn't they?
They did. I was really glad I was wearing my finest tracksuit pants for that performance. It was a Sunday after all. I want to put the call out to everyone. Everyone thinks about going to Comedy Festival on the main days, but think about going on the ones that aren't, like the Sunday when every show's an hour earlier, or sometimes Thursday or Friday when things are a little bit quieter, because that's, you know, sometimes when the comedians just need a little few more people to sit in there. Don't just think about the main nights, do them all.
Wednesdays are a good one to help out, especially if you're supporting the smaller acts, because Wednesdays can be the hardest for comedians to get a crowd.
It's
because
so weird.
Tuesday has the discounted tight butt Tuesday. Yes.
Wednesdays
are generally the hardest, I hear, from comedians to sell tickets. So support your faves.
So if you have no plans tonight, I'm just going to put it out there, everyone. Why don't you jump on the Comedy Festival website and actually have a look at what's on and just go and see someone. Mm. Jump on the website. There's tons of acts. There's acts starting from like 6 o'clock tonight. You can just pop after work into a comedy show and have a whole lot of fun. So why don't you do it?
Do it.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and we're having that barrel of laughs here in the studio. We've had comedians galore because, of course, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is all over us here in Melbourne at the moment.
It is. We are like an orgy of comedy, and we are loving every single minute of it. Lathered in it. You know what? Also, we're giving away a double pass today on Mad Wednesday to go and see Dolly Diamond's Blankety Blanks with Dolly's sharp tongue, wit, and comedic genius. We had Dolly here in the studio doing our own version of Blankety Blanks. It was a whole lot of fun.
I got to experience that sharp tongue firsthand.
And we have a double pass to give away to see it next Thursday night at Chapel Off Chapel with celebrity guests including Tanya Plibersek, Fiona Patton and more. So to go into the draw, all you've got to do is complete this sentence. Dolly slipped this morning and fell... No, sorry, I've said it wrong already. Dolly slipped on a blank and fell on her blank. Complete that sentence. Dolly slipped on a blank and fell on her blank. Give us your blanks. Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au to go into the draw. We've already had some fabulous ones. You'd think I'd be comedied out, Robbie, but the Comedy Festival's only in week two, so there's no way.
We've only just begun. Can I give you my hot tip for Comedy Festival? What you need to do, at least, look, it's great to go through.
I have some suggestions. Deodorant. Okay. Because you're running from show to show and they're very small rooms and they can get really warm.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to deodorize up.
No, good. Right. That's a very good practical tip.
Comfortable
Mine's
shoes.
Mine's a little bit more fun than deodorant.
Comfortable shoes. When I do the Comedy Festival, I don't do just one show. Like I've got like three or four in a night and I plan it in a space.
Yeah.
So one finishes. You don't have time to say, good job, friend comedian. That was really lovely. You've got time to run from one show to the next.
Yeah. No, look, here's my hot tip. And it's all great to go and see your favourite comedians. Do that. Support them, of course, because you know you're going to have a great time. But it has never failed me to just go into the city, go to the Melbourne Town Hall, stand in front of that big board.
It's confusing,
and
isn't it?
Just they mark the ones that are sold out and you can just look at it and go, right, what have I got time to get
it
to?
It pays not to plan.
And just see something that you've never heard of, that you don't understand. There are about a million, I believe exactly a million people down there handing out flyers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say there are a million shows and I was about to say math is not Robbie's
strong suit. No, there are about a million people, about a million and a half people handing out flyers there. Just grab a flyer
The comedians or people helping them with their shows are handing out flyers all day, every day, just trying to get you to come. There is so much comedy happening in Melbourne. It is worth it. Don't just go and see one or two shows. Today we've had some fabulous guests on the show. We've had Simon Amstel, whose show opens at the Arts Centre next week. But you know what? If you want a bit of variety, why not go and see Joel Kim Booster in Headliners and Catherine Bohart in New Order, which is, they're just part of the amazing international lineup that is in their Comedy Festival shows, and go and get a whole heap of fabulousness with it. There's tons going on. Mm. Grab the guide, jump on the website, look, or just stand at Town Hall, and if something looks interesting, then I'll just dive on in. The worst thing that happens is it's not great.
The worst that's going to happen is it's not great, which is kind of great.
But if it's not great, it just means that it might be an off night, or it just might not be the style of comedy for you. I've never seen a Comedy Festival show that's not funny.
It's still worthwhile going. I've seen some weird things over the years with this series, and it's been beneficial every time.
And I think we have the second biggest comedy festival in the world.
We do, yes.
And honestly, for 1 month, the fact that Melbourne explodes with so much hilarious art and culture. Do not sit at home. Do not waste your opportunity. Do not wait till Easter weekend to go and see some comedy. Do it now. Do it tonight. Robbie, what are you going to see tonight?
I've got Kirsty Wiebeck straight after
Kirsty Wiebeck. I swear to God. Okay. I've been blocked by her on social media. I'm not sure why, but even so, I can still get her name right. Kirsty Wiebeck. She is so. I
get one name wrong.
Yeah, one name wrong. Been blocked by social media. At least I get her name right, but she's absolutely hilarious, really fabulous. Has been on the show with me before here on Joy. Is an absolute hoot, a fantastic gal, and I mean, I was going to say a fantastic lesbian. She's also a lesbian, but I never experienced her lesbian side because I'm gay. This is getting confusing. But go and see Kirsty Wiebeck.
Keep talking.
Robbie, you can put up on Mad Wednesday. You'll let us know what you think of it. What else are you seeing tonight?
Of course, and I'm also going to go see the fabulous Tom Ballard tonight. A big queer fest for me tonight.
Oh, you're diving in. There are so many LGBTQ comedians in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We've had some of them on today. We're going to have more on next week. Dive on in. Do not wait. Go and see them. Comedy, comedy, comedy. We can't get enough of it. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and we're going to announce the winner of Dolly Diamond's Blankety Blank giveaway after this.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.